Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Hip-hop and R&B, Hot 96.9. I'm going to play you a clip. I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube yesterday. I don't even know how I got to this because I start doing one thing and then I just keep clicking and clicking and clicking. And I got to the top worst places to live in Massachusetts. I'm not going to give you the whole list. I'm just going to play a clip of what they said about number three. And then hang on because I'm going to make you feel a lot better, okay?
Now we're going to go about 15 miles southeast to get to number three in our list, New Bedford. This was the setting for the famous novel Moby Dick. Fishing and manufacturing continue to be two of the largest businesses in the area, but they're not booming anymore. But the real reason to avoid planting roots in New Bedford is the crime. It's the fourth worst city in the state for crime, and it has a long reputation for violent crime. In fact, New Bedford still has 35 unsolved homicides since the turn of the century.
Oh my God, this dude's just going off on New Bedford.
Watch it.
New Bedford.
My people's in New Bedford.
Yep, Pebbles. New Bedford should be the home. You see, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, New York is the home to Avengers Tower where all the superheroes live. They need to build a headquarters in New Bedford because I'm naming them the New Bedford Nine. It was a woman was driving her car and it flipped over and she got trapped inside the car. What happened?
Oh.
Nine amazing Avengers came to her rescue and there's a video of them flipping the car over. Oh. It was completely upside down and she's trapped in the car and all these people came over and nobody blew their back out. Somehow adrenaline kicked in. And they flipped a car over just to save this woman. No hesitation.
Amazing.
Except from the person who was holding the camera and stayed probably like 50 feet back and immediately probably put it on TikTok or something like that. But besides that person, I applaud you, New Bedford.
Yay, New Bedford. Nine.
I've always had a nightmare that that was going to happen to me. That I was going to flip over and be stuck in a car. I have that nightmare all the time. It's like a recurring
thing.
Why.
You know, it's funny because I have that image about you, too, many times.
No, I swear to God. And it's always it's always when I'm driving down the highway fast and I hit a guardrail. And then I just all of a sudden somehow.
Wait.
I don't know how it's that specific. It's just
wait.
I hit a guardrail and I spin out.
Is
and
that
then
the
I
dream
flip.
Or is it when you do that real in real life? And then you go, wow, my car almost flipped.
I don't know. Combination of both.
Exactly. All right. We got What's Hot and Trending coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited. We're opening back up again. I couldn't tell you phase four, step whatever it is. All I know is soon you're going to be going out. And not have to wear fabric over your face.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.